The town of Basalt wants to see a solution.
Basalt Town Councilmember William Infante told the crowd at last night's public meeting about the fate of the shooting range, which was ground zero for the Lake Christine fire in July, that council's proposed resolution is not about undermining public discussion about the range.
But I want to reassure you that the drafting of a resolution was not meant to front-run a process. It was meant to expedite the solution because hunting season begins on September 1st.
The idea of a resolution was introduced at a town council meeting on August 14th and provides short and long-term recommendations for the future of the range. Infante told KDNK that the crux of the resolution is public safety and welfare.
First priority would be to relocate so that we could build a bigger, better, more modern range. If that proves impossible, then we'll look to reopen the existing range with all of the conditions that satisfy those concerns associated with security and safety, fire, noise, and other concerns.
Some CPW officials say the town ignored the public process by making a decision about the fate of the range before any of the public meetings were held. But Infante says the town is willing to work with stakeholders.
I think we also want to highlight the ongoing commitment to community participation through the task forces that CPW has agreed to convene, but that can also and should be in the resolution.
After Speaker Stacy Kraft of the Mid-Valley Residents Group that wants the range closed and relocated, Larry Emery of the Roaring Fork Valley Sportsmen's Association, CPW officials and others, meeting attendees broke into small discussion groups at eight so-called solution stations. Each station offered a topic such as location options, interim operation strategy, range rules, supervision, enforcement, fire and noise mitigation, and more. People had the opportunity to weigh in via sticky notes, which were later collected by CPW.
What's your name?
Jim Shaw.
And where do you live, Jim?
Blue Lake. I mean, the range has been here forever. People chose to do the development around the range where they know that it was noisy. I agree that there could be some mitigation, but the people moved in there willingly to where there's a range and now are demanding that the range change. You know, if they're not happy with the noise, that's fine. The fire is just a cover for these people to bitch about noise. That's my opinion. But they did make a good point. Find a range that we can do the long gun somewhere else. Leave the pistols and the shotguns here. So we're eliminating some of the noise by relocating that. The shotgun club can stay here. It's well established and perfect.
Gary Beck, Old Snow Mass. Limit the hours a little bit to try and make some of the people in Basalt feel better about reopening the range. And maybe, you know, in order to get it open, you know, it's going to cost something to have a range officer there. So that has to be funded some way. And my idea would be to have a membership which would have longer hours and maybe a public time which is shorter, you know, to help fund a range officer to be there and to keep things going.
Kathleen Albert. I live in Basalt. I find it criminal that there was no supervision at this range, and there are a lot of people out there who make bad decisions, who are immature, who are angry, and with a gun in their hand, it can be a problem. And I understand why they want to be able to shoot when they want to, but everyone has to make concessions. And I think that the people that are our gun advocates and our hunters, I support them. But I think that you have to follow the rules. And it's been open season for a long time, and it's sort of a wake-up call.
Deborah, where do you live, Deborah?
Basalt. I don't feel that the current location is suitable in 2018. Maybe it was in 1960.
Glenn.
And where do you live, Glenn?
Basalt. And location's fine. Like, everything can be solved if it's enclosed. It's all going to require money. Like, every problem in this room, in my mind, is all about money.
CPW District Manager Perry Will told KDNK that within the next 3 weeks, He'd like to see a task force and subcommittees created to address interim operations, range improvement, and moving opportunities. He wants to have something in place by the beginning of the regular rifle hunting season in mid-October. The Basalt Town Council hopes to vote on the resolution tonight at the regular meeting. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.